This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now." The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
Wild card! Yeah!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This is an issue on Joe Biden's mind. He is deeply frustrated. He can't figure out why folks won't take yes for an answer. You and I know why that is. It's because he's going to be 81 years old.
Yeah, well, I may not have a fancy black bathrobe and a hammer like Snooty, but I do have slippers and an oatmeal spoon. Look!
Together, the alliance is threatening its posture. Is dealing with the threats and strengthening our posture.
Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. The important thing was that I had an onion on my belt, which was a style at the time.
Biden's losing it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll take a lot of calls. This hour we have breaking news on the drunk driving front with a local state rep. We'll have that for you in a moment. We'll talk a little bit about fireworks, but I want to mention the petitions are now available for the drive to get the 40,000 plus signatures that we need to get certified. They got to be presented to cities and town halls by August 24th. This is the petitions to put on the ballot a question, referendum question, whether you want to allow illegal aliens to get Massachusetts driver's licenses. I think it's pretty clear. Most people listening to this show, and including myself, don't want that to happen. So signature sheets are now available. They were available today at Dandelion's Ice Cream that says 4 to 6. That's Tewksbury. That's where Jim Lyons has his ice cream shop. On June 30th, they will be available 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Tank, 478 Springfield Street, Feeding Hills. And I think they'll be available elsewhere. We'll let you know more. We got to get going on this thing very quickly. And 844-500-4242. And Taylor, can you tweet that out again? Because a lot of people are still asking where they can go to read up on it and see where they can get involved. The website is fairandsecurema.com, and that's fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com. But we'll tweet it out again. 844-500-4242. Worcester rep David Sleepy LaBeef enters plea agreement, loses license for 45 days in OUI case. He was charged, as you know, after state police found 9 empty nip bottles and 2 cans of iced wine in his car. Entered a plea agreement that calls for a suspension of his license for 45 days, according to the state. 45 days? It's not very long, is it? I thought if you just refuse to take the breathalyzer, you lose your license for 6 months. You know? It's automatic. LaBeef entered a plea agreement Tuesday, June 21st, so that's a week ago today, and is required to complete a driver's alcohol education course. Pay $600 in fines, pays $65 a month in probation fees for a year, and loses license for 45 days. 45 days? He was arrested on Tuesday, April 26, just before 10:30 p.m., less than 2 hours after the House budget debate wrapped up for the day. The House budget debate wrapped up, and he was in the wrapper. And he wrecked his car. You like that, guys? I just came up with that off the top of my head, you know? LaBeef's stopped car, quote, appeared to be disabled and smoking, according to a police report. Well, if it was smoking cigarettes, he was in big trouble. If it was smoking weed, that was okay. That's okay now in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The SUV's front tire was missing, and police noted the rim appeared to be damaged from grinding on the pavement. That's, remember, they said, where are you going? Where do you think you, he was in Quincy. Where do you think you are?
Newton?
His compass was a little off. Troopers who approached noted a strong odor of alcohol emanating from LaBeef's. He likes grape. He likes grape. Dr. McGillicuddy's nips. They got nine different flavors, but nips are his favorite, according to my sources. He was unable to follow instructions and was extremely unsteady on his feet. He was not charged, though, with impersonating Joe Biden, the President of the United States. His legal blood alcohol limit was four times the legal limit. He was also not charged with impersonating a Kennedy. He is running for re-election. Of course he's running for re-election. Why wouldn't he be running for re-election, you know? He's got his credentials now. 844-500-4242. Let's see. 774. Howie, the emergency January 6th hearing of BS was held today to wipe Biden's voicemail to Hunter saying he was cleared of crimes. All hearsay today. Where was Secret Service guy and valet testimony? I mentioned that earlier. Where, you know, again, if someone gives you information, but they, you know, and you would say, well, did you see this? No, I didn't see it, but I heard someone say it. The first thing you would do is, if you were a prosecutor or a cop, whatever, you go out and you get the Secret Service agent, you'd get the valet. But instead they just put this, this woman, up there. I mean, she's nice looking. I don't think she's as dumb as, say, AOC or Ayanna Pressley. But, you know, I don't think she's a Mensa member either. So, you know, they put her up there because she'll do what they tell her to do, and she'll get a nice book contract now. And I'm sure this is you know, all the network news. This is when they go crazy. Oh, we got to get her. This is the get. This can make you, you know, you can cruise on this one if you're a producer for like 2-3 years. If you get this, if you're the first woman, you're the first one to get this. Oh, how what was it like working for Donald Trump? I never got to see him. He didn't know my name. I saw him twice. I saw him at the Christmas party. That was it. I don't remember the other time I saw him. Then, you know, she can make a book out of that. We'll print 40,000 copies, and, you know, 6 months later, 39,500 will come back to be ground up and turned into another book by Alexander Venman, the lieutenant colonel from Ukraine, or somebody else. You know, whoever is the, or Mary Trump. Maybe it'll be her follow-up book, Mary Trump, the niece. Limerick guy, what a joke. 45 days for driving while smashed. I don't ask for any special favors. Just treat me like a lifelong hack. If I'm wrong, please someone correct me. I thought if you refuse the breathalyzer test, and he didn't refuse the breathalyzer test, he took it. But if you just refuse it, they don't have any proof that you were drunk. You lose your license for 6 months. He's four times over the legal limit, and he loses it for 45 days. 603 says, what's the latest with Jaisal Correa? He's in prison, Berlin, New Hampshire. It's a nice place this time of year. Wouldn't want to be there a lot in January, I'll tell you that. I guess that's where he's going to be. He's in there for 4 or 5 years. Leslie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Leslie.
Hi, Howie. Love your show, and I've been to several of your events.
Thank you.
But I had a sickening feeling today, thinking that, are we going to have a backlash from this abortion crisis with people against conservative Republicans.
I don't think so. I don't think so. The fact is, if you get beyond the hysteria, most of the riots have occurred in the states that aren't going to be affected in the least by this, like New York, Washington, D.C., which is not a state, but you know what I mean, L.A., Colorado, Arizona. These are all states just where people just liberals just like to have their heads explode. It's somehow they get a charge out of this stuff. I don't know, going around being angry all the time. It's not good for your health long term, I don't think, you know. But they Rasmussen, again, a conservative polling organization, did a poll, and they said that more people liked the decision than didn't like the decision. And the more people, as time goes on, you know, despite, you know, if you're getting this this pap every day from state-run media that this is the end of the world and abortion's been banned, I mean, you're going to realize sooner or later it's not true. It's just not true. I mean, even the New York Times printed today that the Supreme Court had banned abortions. This is the paper of record. This is the ultimate religious tract of the Democrat Party, even more so than the Washington Post. They're just making it up, but it's not true. 844-500-4242. I don't think it's going to affect anything. I saw some poll. NPR was pushing a poll, but that's state-run media. You know, I mean, that's literally state-run media. So of course they're gonna try to portray this as like the end of the Republican Party, but it's ridiculous. Abortion has been growing less popular as time has gone on, and certainly there are very few people in the country that are even among the hipster class that are for partial birth abortions or fourth trimester abortions, as they say, meaning after birth. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair, and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $90 on a pair of My Slippers. That's about two-thirds off the list price, close to it anyway. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when you go to the Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that my slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede, plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off right now. Call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie. Where your body wants to be. Dietary supplement, alkalizer, concentrate. It's great stuff. I take it all the time. I take it every day. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Does any of the hearsay about Trump at today's January 6th hearing even matter?
No.
Unchanged all day. 97% say no.
Exactly. 207, you're wrong about no conviction if no breath test. There will be no chemical evidence, but the state can introduce all other observed evidence. It's hard to get a guilty plea. You know, the defense attorney there, I mean, you have lawyers that's all they do is do drunk driving cases. Beyond a reasonable doubt, they'll say. The state will just go continued without a finding, and, you know, it'll just kind of go away, and you'll have to pay court costs and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think if you don't take the breath, I think the best advice is don't take the breathalyzer. I mean, I think you learn that in high school, don't you? You should learn it in driver's ed. 844, even if you're not guilty. 844. Glad everybody likes these jokes. 844-5. This is a good crew here. 844-500-4242. By the way, they've been promoting this lie that that Lauren Boebert, the congresswoman from Colorado, who owns the diner or the restaurant where they
just say the really hot one.
She's good. Yeah, she is good looking. She's good looking. She's got four kids though, and she's.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm just saying she's still hot after the four kids.
Is that what "though" means now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, so this Democrat PAC has been saying that she was an escort, and so they're running a picture. This is Lauren Boebert when she was an escort. And they've been called out on it, and they admit, okay, it's not true, but we stick by our story. You do, huh? Oh, okay. It's amazing. And then they said she had an abortion. She had an abortion in 2004, but in early 2005, she had a kid. So that doesn't. So they, you know what they said about that? Oh, it was a typo. Oh, she had an abortion. We just got the wrong year. Oh, okay. Just like you got the wrong picture in the escort ad too. So this is even Daniel Dale is calling him out on this. Believe it or not, Daniel Dale, a Democrat operative with a press pass from CNN, cut 27.
Some of this PAC's story about Boebert, it is theoretically possible, sure, that some parts could maybe be proven accurate eventually. But so far, at least, the PAC has not released substantiating proof and is basically asking people to just trust them. And given how much this PAC has gotten wrong in what it has actually released so far, I think it would be quite understandable if a lot of people were just not feeling all that trusting.
Theoretically, it's possible. I mean, this is why you're innocent until proven guilty. You can't prove a negative, okay? I mean, why does he give them any credit? I know why he gives them any credibility. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Dr. M, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. M.
Oh, well. Hi, Howie.
Hi.
First time caller, not that long of a listener. But anyway, a quick comment about the Massachusetts driver's licenses for people that aren't from the country and all that. I wonder, and I'm not sure about it, but I bet that will impact the whole, like auto injury sort of thing with other lawyer fees and the PIF insurance and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, do you think they're going to get insurance? I mean, they keep saying, well, now they'll get insurance. Why? I don't know why anyone would even make that claim. It's preposterous. I mean, they don't follow any other laws. Why would they get insurance? Why would they get registration? I mean, why would they even bother about, worrying about if they lose their license? If they lose their license, they just go in with another phony ID and get a new license, and they're talking about, they want to do away with facial recognition because it's too devastating. I mean, they find out people have multiple driver's licenses in different states, or they have multiple driver's licenses in the same state. So they say, well, it's unfair. It's profiling. What do you mean it's profiling? It's 100% guaranteed, identification, and they don't want it. That's it. Thanks for the call, Dr. M. Linda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carr. I had never heard of you before today. I have one of those cheap little antennas where you can get it out of your window.
Yes.
Digital cable. And I saw your show on Newsmax. Anyway, I'm a lifelong Bill Bradley Democrat. I'm not a progressive. I am not a neoliberal. The reason I'm calling is I think there's a misunderstanding about the nature of these hearings. They are not part of a criminal trial. That would come later if there was the basis for an indictment by the Department of Justice. Anyone is welcome to testify at this hearing, including Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence, Mr. Meadows.
Why didn't they want Jim Jordan and Congressman Banks from Indiana on the committee? Linda. Thanks for calling, Linda. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. A professional booster, this is her own words, with an alleged penchant for shoplifting in Manhattan retailers, notched what could be her 100th bust over the weekend and was released without bail, again on Sunday. Michelle McKelly, 42, was arrested late Saturday for allegedly pocketing $125 worth of goods from a CVS in Lower Manhattan. Prosecutors in Manhattan Criminal Court Sunday said McKelly has failed to appear in court 27 times on her multitude of past arrests and has five other pending cases. Before her arrest Saturday night, she'd been cut loose Thursday after she was charged with stealing from a Duane Reade, that's another pharmacy chain, in East Harlem. Last month, she was charged with robbing a Rite Aid at 2nd Avenue and East 96th Street. At least she works around. You know, has she hit a Walgreens, Stu? I mean, it seems only fair. Oh, she hit a Target store on the Upper East Side, and she bragged I haven't gotten caught in a long time. I have to get a new outfit, she said at the time. Two men were killed in Phoenix after allegedly officials said when officers arrived, 20-year-old Jairo Perez and 24-year-old Jose Gutierrez were found with gunshot wounds in front of a house. Three occupants of the house were detained peacefully as suspects. The three suspects provided consistent stories of self-defense, stating the two men forced their way into the home. Consistent stories of self-defense. I like to read these stories sometimes about pandemic relief fraud. See if you can detect the pattern in these stories. The former owner of a massage parlor pleaded guilty yesterday in connection with filing fraudulent relief applications for pandemic-related loans under the CARES Act, in which she failed to disclose that her employees were prostitutes engaged in commercial sex acts with customers. Atika Jitapul, 33, of Brighton, pleaded guilty to two counts of making false statements on federal loan applications. Her employees at the Mantra Devi Spa engaged in prostitution, from which she collected a portion of fees paid by each customer. Under the payroll protection program, she had to state that the applicants were not engaged in any illegal activity. Okay. Here's another one. Defendant fraudulently obtained pandemic relief for illicit business. The former owner of a massage parlor was sentenced today in connection with filing and obtaining fraudulent pandemic-related loans for her illicit business, where the workers were prostitutes engaged in commercial sex acts with customers. Is there an echo in here? China Savath, 57, of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, had to pay restitution of $34,391. She was the owner of Thai Body Work, a massage parlor in Franklin, Mass. And she falsely certified that her company, Thai Body Work, was not engaged in any activity, despite knowing that her employees at Thai Body Work engaged in prostitution.
Giggity, 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 go.
She claimed $34,391 in fraudulent payments.
I do have an update on the January 6th hearing today. Peter Alexander of NBC News has tweeted, "A source close to the Secret Service tells me both Bobby Engel, the lead agent, and the presidential limousine SUV driver are prepared to testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and that Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel." Well, this didn't even take 24 hours to debunk. Usually this has legs until Friday.
Well, guess what? We try. It's too late for our deadline on CNN and MSNBC. We'll just have to go with that riveting testimony. I guess we know now why Bobby Engels was not called as a witness. You know, we used to have a saying at the old Herald American newsroom when it was owned by Hearst. some stories are just too good to check out. You know, you just want to run with them. Oh, man.
And how the tables have turned. NBC News is rushing to the defense of Donald Trump.
You know, even if you work for NBC News, you know, and you've, you know, your former job was as a congressional aide to some nitwit like Steve Cohen, the guy from Memphis, you probably say, you know, isn't this called hearsay? If they've got a woman saying she heard this story, why don't they have the person who it actually was said to? You know, I mean, I think even a Democrat operative with a press pass might smell a rat here. 844-500-4242. I've got 860 says, Farmer John here. Pimps and hookers get government bailouts, but nothing for dairy farmers. Well, I got one more to read for you here. Actually, I got two more to read. These are all in the last week, by the way. Defendant fraudulently obtained over $350,000 in pandemic relief. This is kind of like going up, you know, $7,000, $34,000, now we're up to $350,000. A New York man, Ronald Bowie, 35, was sentenced by Judge Woodlock to 18 months in prison for stealing in order to make restitution of $304,237. He used stolen or fabricated identities, including counterfeit driver's license, social security cards, and W-2s to open fraudulent bank and credit accounts and apply for various SBA loans and public unemployment assistance benefits. God. Okay. Then we have Stoughton Man, pleaded guilty in federal court in connection with filing a fraudulent loan application to obtain over $400,000 in Paycheck Protection Program PPP funds. Adley Bernadin, 44, pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud. He submitted a fraudulent application on behalf of a purported healthcare company for a PPP loan of over $400,000. He said they had a monthly payroll of $175,200, which was false. I'm guessing they had a payroll of zero. He took the money and made mortgage payments on his home and wrote checks to individuals with whom he had a personal relationship.
Giggity, 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 goo.
Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. Hey, Massachusetts and a whole lot of other states are in a surplus of money right now with all the PPP and everything, right?
Correct.
So all our migrant friends are coming in. How much you want to bet, say September, maybe after the election? Oh, unexpectedly, we run out of money. We're going to be in a deficit. The tea's falling apart. What are we going to do?
Yeah, well, I know, Bill. They did a poll. Somebody did a poll. I think it was a liberal. Oh no, it was a Mass Fiscal Alliance, and they said a vast majority of Massachusetts residents, including most Democrats, want the state to have a suspension of the gas tax for 3 months because the state's running this. It's a wash in funny money. That's where Maine got the $850 to buy Janet Mills' reelection. That's where California got $1,050 per California resident to buy Gavin Newsom's reelection. They're just throwing money at this stuff, but they won't even give us a tiny break on the gas prices. It's just amazing because we can't afford it. They got billions of dollars. And so you say, well, wait a second, you're sitting on $3 billion. Well, it's not really $3 billion. So what is it? Is it $2 billion? I think you could afford to give everybody a break for 3 months. Thanks for the call, Bill. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, the first casualty of these wars is the dictionary. They don't have to afford it. It's not their money.
Correct.
It's our money. They changed the whole perspective, and it's skewed from the start. And it just frosts my butt. Just to hear it. We can't afford it. It's not their money. And I'll tell you what, this illegal immigrant thing, and if people in New England think it's just Massachusetts that has to deal with the driver's license for illegal immigrants, that's wrong, because Massachusetts is half the population of New England, definitely Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire, and our cousins come up from Massachusetts and vacation up here. We need to trust those licenses, and we all have to get involved.
I agree, and it's you know, we got to get these petitions out, and we got to move fast because you know, we're going to need a hell of a lot more than 40,810 or whatever the number is, because a lot of them are not going to be good for whatever reason. They're going to be, you know, listed in the wrong towns, or people are just going to make it up or whatever. But we got to get a lot more than 40,000 signatures, and we'll be involved in this, and we'll have them at our remotes. We don't have a remote for a couple of weeks now, but we'll have them at our remotes. And I just got a few hundred I Did That stickers, and I'll be giving away those stickers for whoever signs them, at least till I run out of those I Did That stickers. 844-500-4242. Stop procrastinating and start taking Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine, because you know what happens, you just crash later in the day. I recently learned why Balance 7 is so good for me. It dilutes the acid that has built up over the years from eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, the immune system is able to function like you were 20 years old again. Balance 7 drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better and you sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. Sometimes I'm asked to try an advertiser's product, and I can be skeptical. But I took Balance 7. I really liked it. When they stopped advertising with us last fall, I just kept ordering it because I liked it. It was doing a good job for me. They sent me an email thanking me for my loyalty, but I really wasn't trying to be loyal. I just liked the product. I liked what it was doing for me. It was making me feel better, so I kept buying it. So now they're back. And I'm glad they are, and I think you'll enjoy the product as well. Balance 7 is made from safe, all-natural ingredients. It works perfectly in harmony with your body. If you suffer from low energy, heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, all this can happen because of too much acid. So give Balance 7 a try. In just 3 days, you will feel the benefits of Balance 7. It's made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com. That's balance7.com, or call 800-793-9039. When you use code word Howie, you'll save $10 and you'll also receive free shipping. Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. And don't forget code word Howie. Please don't be stubborn. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Here, pass me your phone. Trump is calling her a phony and a leaker and all sorts of other things. And so Ingalls, he's the main guy. He's saying he'll go under, according to NBC, also known as DNC, he's saying that he will go and testify under oath. Why didn't they use the 10,000 troops that I offered up on January 3rd? There would have been no January 6th. This is Donald Trump. A total phony! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. This is all in caps. I never said Mike Pence deserves it. And then not in caps, to be hung. Another made up statement by a third rate social climber. So those are a few of the things he's been saying today. 844-500-40 on Truth Social. Officer Mark says, has the shattered plate suddenly been found intact? There's been also been a correction. It's not ketchup they found on the walls. It's tartar sauce. Carlos, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling you from Houston. I'm originally from Puerto Rico. I've been in the business. We are colleagues. You might have seen me in Miami Vice and Scarface and movies like that. And then I went into ministry, and I'm currently hosting a bilingual show out of on television here in Houston called Maranatha. And I've been watching you and listening to you and some other wonderful colleagues that are defending righteousness and everything. This program that I've been doing for almost 2 years has gotten me more involved, you know, from the biblical point of view and prophecies and history and politics. And I just wanted to talk with you and share, because I grew up, you know, like my dad was a lieutenant colonel in the army, you know, basic center people, you know, and it, sometimes I would go to the right and sometimes to the left. But then in the last few years, it's been like, I don't want to be part of this political bipolarism, the bipolarism factor that is putting the United States into this. It's almost like the funny commercial, you know, I've fallen and I can't get up. This is like a statement.
That's Joe Biden says that. That's the Joe.
How is that, Howie?
I said Joe Biden says that when he's riding his bike. He's fallen, yes. And he can't get up. I gotta hold you there, Carlos. I want to get to a few more callers, but please keep listening to the show, and good luck with your own career. 844-500-4242. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pat.
Hello, Mr. Carr. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, I'm from Texas. I'm down here 30 miles south of Houston, and I got my sprinkler going in the yard because everything's drying up. But I wanted to tell you, I believe we should make January 6th a holiday in honor of Ashley Babbitt and all the Americans that were there. The ones they threw in jail in solitary confinement need to be released.
Yeah, they're still there. Whatever happened to habeas corpus? I thought that was a fundamental of Anglo-American law, you know? And you're right. You're right, Pat. They're lying. I mean, I mentioned this earlier in the day, the story from The Hill, the original story about Trump lunged at security detail, which is now being denied by the people he apparently allegedly lunged at. They say he didn't do it. They said, Pat, multiple people were killed in the ensuing chaos. And you're right. The only person that was killed was Ashley Babbitt. Why can't they tell the truth for once? Don't they know the truth? Or do they just think we're so stupid that they can put one over on us? I don't understand it. You know, how can you? Abraham Lincoln said, you can't fool all of the people all of the time. Once you try to fool all of the people all of the time, they're never going to trust you again about anything. And that's the situation you have now with the media. You know, the New York Times says the Supreme Court outlawed abortion. Do they not know? Is it just some stupid guy? Who edits his copy? Is there anybody who edits the copy anywhere along the line? The Supreme Court outlaws abortion. Yikes. 844-500-4242. Rambo, we don't have much time left to talk about fireworks. We're going to have to get to it tomorrow, I guess. But do you have something you want to say about fireworks?
Well, I was going to find out, have either of the two perps, I've been dying to know, have Hiro and Hi-Rez been... their mother been reached for comment?
That's true. In Phoenix, the two guys that were shot, Hiro and Jose, has their mother been reached for comment?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
A very good boy, Rambo.
I have a friend that goes up to New Hampshire, and a friend knows you don't hold on to the fireworks, and because the PSAs are out there already. They started about 10 days ago. The same mannequin from 1965 is on TV with a hand blowing off.
Yeah, I know. The mannequins they use on TV have heads on them. They don't put heads on them anymore because that might be gender or race specific. So it's all the only mannequins they have now don't have heads. I'm Howie Carr.